Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, man?
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can complicate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Facebook Live. Good morning. How are you this morning? And good morning out there, everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And I just want to thank you guys for joining me this morning and joining our co-producers and our co-hosts as we get ready for a very, very important topic, a very, very important topic. But I want to start the show off today dedicating this show to my cousin, Brandy Lamb Jones. I want to dedicate this show to my cousin, who is, as we speak, fighting cancer. And so I dedicate this show to anybody who is battling anything to do with cancer. It's not nice at all. Cancer is not nice. And it has stolen so many good people's lives away. So I'm in prayer this morning for my cousin, Brandy Lamb Jones, and the whole entire Jones family, the Bell family, and all the family members in Los Angeles, in Texas, in Chicago, and in Arizona, too. A special blessing for her twin, Randy. God bless you guys. I love y'all. And we're dedicating the show to everybody in our family. It's been some weird stuff going on. I just want to tell you guys, there was a guy who was going around and he was mowing people's lawns, right? He'd mow their lawn, and when he'd get finished, he would steal their lawnmower. I just wanted to bring that out this morning. I thought it was not only is it humorous, it's really funny. Of course, that's not happening in L.A. That's happening somewhere else. But he'll come and offer to mow your lawn. He'll mow your lawn with your lawnmower and then run off with it and steal it. So be careful who you ask to cut your grass, okay? We're going to leave that right there. I want to get into the show now. I don't want to waste any time. Happy wonderful Monday. This month of May has been, oh my gosh, this whole year has been something else. It's been such a year, and we're just in May. But on this ninth day of May, I just want to say to all the mothers, Happy Mother's Day to every mother that is listening and watching our show right now. If you're on Facebook Live, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, please tell someone else, share it with somebody else. The Lord is good and the goodness thereof. Good morning, Sheila Timberlake. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I was just saying Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, wherever you are, Happy Mother's Day. Every day is Mother's Day, not just Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, love. How about that? It's every single day. And thank you for sharing the show. I saw that. Thank you, Sheila, for sharing the show. Now we have two people on the show on Facebook Live, and it's going to increase as we go. And praise the Lord from whom all blessings flow. Without further ado, let's get our co-producer in the show, none other than my brother, Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, Clarence M. Allen. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning? What's up, Brother Glenn Yost from the Gardens Party? Yes, sir, from the Gardens. Can't wait to meet the Gardens
Party. Oh, I tell you, what's going on? What's going on, Pastor Eddie? What's going on to all our co-hosts, our co-producers, especially what's going on to all our listeners around there? And you said it perfectly, Pastor Eddie. Every day is Mother's Day. Just because we celebrated our mothers yesterday, we need to continue on 365 days a year because mothers and their job and their duties, their responsibilities and requirements, they never quit. Thank you for having me once again. Yes, sir, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Blog Talk Show, the greatest Monday morning blog show on Monday mornings. Tell your friends to call in.
Amen. Now, if you want to call into the show and listen on your phone, dial 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064, and you can press 1 and talk to the host or any of the co-hosts on the show or the co-producers, 646-787-8064. Now, write that down, and then press 1 when you call in. You know, Brother Glenn, you're welcome to call in, man, if you want to say anything about the Gardens. I want to send a special shout out to Jerome Hunt. Joyce Hunt passed away, which we've been knowing in our family for many, many years. And I really praise God and I thank God for Joyce Hunt. And I'm just shouting out Jerome Hunt, Chucky, Cheryl Hunt, she passed away, and also to Tony Hunt. I send my love and my condolences at the loss of your mom, Joyce Hunt, and I just want you to know that. From the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show and all of our staff, we send our extreme, very deepest condolences. Without further ado, I want to get my daughter in the studio, Talana Jones. Welcome to the show, Talana Jones. How are you this morning? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Dad. Good morning to everyone, to Clarence, to Professor Raines. Shout out to Cousin Brandy. I love you. I'm with you, praying for you. And I love you, Cousin V. And Dr. Granny V, good morning, I see. And to everyone listening, to everybody on Facebook and all of the people who come into our show every Monday, I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day. To all the mothers, as Dad said, to be a mother is an honor, and it is also a very interesting sacrifice. So I'm grateful to say yeah. that I am a mother of five, and I love my mom, too. Shout out to my
yeah.
Nana. Happy Mother's Day. And good morning, everybody.
Yes.
Alana Jones.
Well, good morning. Now, I want to let you guys know one of our co-producers is not going to be here, so Clarence and Mellon will be stepping in the shoes of Professor Wren today because our professor is a real professor at a university, and they're having a graduation today. And, of course, it wouldn't be a graduation without Professor Wren giving out the doing the honors at the graduation. So we're going to miss him today, and we'll be getting our commentary from none other than Brother Clarence M. Allen. And you never know, Clarence M. Allen might be running a whole lot of the show today. He's one of our great co-producers, and he knows how to run the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And along with Tawana Jones, he'll probably be your super host today because I am just getting back in town from being at the hospital with my cousin Brandy. I want to shout out, you know, Cousin V, who is her mom, who is our sports report. She does our sports report every week, and she's been at the hospital day and night, and so have I. And I'm just touching back down just early, very, very early this morning. And so this has been quite the week. And, you know, we're all in prayer. So I'm asking you all to pray for Brandy Lamb Jones and all of the Jones family, the Bell family, the Lamb family, all of our families in solidarity. And we will get to that. We will get to a prayer in just a little while. I just want to say, hey, thank you. Thank you, Moni Scott. And Moni Scott, I want to thank you on Facebook Live. Last week we had someone come in and just start typing all kinds of crazy things into the show. And Moni Scott, evangelist, minister Moni Scott, and some other ministers went to my rescue and started, you know, letting the truth be known that that wasn't my character about whatever they were stating. And, you know, sometimes people just, for whatever, want to hate on you. But guess what? We serve a mighty God, and God put his soldiers on the battlefield to assist when we're at war. You know how Joshua had to fight the battle of Jericho? He walked, they marched around Jericho, and those walls came tumbling down. Well, I just want to say to you, Minister Evangelist Moni Scott, thank you, and all the rest of the ministers, Minister Herbert, and all the other ministers who came to my rescue on the show last week. I thank you so much. And without further ado, yes, thank you for the prayers, Sheila. Yes, it's quite complex. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Sheila Timberlake. Without further ado, we got to get Granny V in the studio, none other of Mrs. In Charge of Health and Wellness, our sister, our dear sister Vera Jean Jones. Good morning, Vera. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning? Yes, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, Vera. How are you? Hello, Vera Jones. Are you there? Okay, we're going to come back to, hey, Vera, are you there? Hello, hello. We're going to get her in a minute. So, Brother Clarence, without further ado, Brother Clarence, can you do me a big favor?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes, I would like for you to, we have a very important topic on this morning, and I want you to help narrate it, but I want you to look up the new abortion law that was just passed maybe like a week ago. They just passed a new abortion law, and that's one of our topics for today. This is going to be a very sensitive topic for everybody, especially the fact that we're talking about abortion. But we got to keep up with the law. It's a civil rights. It's a human rights. It's a constitutional right. It's been a controversy for many, many years in America. And so why not talk about it on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show? So if you have any opinions, you can type it in on Facebook Live. Share the page, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live. Share it with somebody. Share it with everybody. And we're going to talk about the abortion. And now I want to read to you how we put this together here. And let me see. Let's see. We'll go down a little bit. Now, here we go. Let's see. Okay, there we go. Okay. So our first topic is the new law with the abortion new law. Is it too much? Is it too less? should a woman get be able to get an abortion after 1 month? Should she be able to get an abortion after 2 months? Or should she be able to get an abortion after 3 months? Well, I'm just going to tell you my personal opinion. I don't think that anyone has the right to take a life, but under certain circumstances, an abortion can be the right thing to do. Depending how things. Is that you, Vera? Hello? Vera, is that you? Okay, we're having some sort of technical difficulties there. Talana, can you hear me okay, Talana?
Loud and clear, Dad.
Okay, all right, well, we'll go back. Okay, so abortion is a very sensitive topic, and you know, and I've heard so many stories. You know, being a minister and a pastor, you wouldn't believe how many people have come to me to say, can you pray? You know, I had an abortion without telling my parents, or I did something that I didn't want to do, but under the circumstances, I had to get an abortion. For whatever reason that might have been, that's not up to me to judge anybody. We have our Lord and Savior. Hey, Gloria Majors, good morning, Gloria Majors. God bless you and your family. I am so honored beyond words. And I understood that I believe your nephew, your great-nephew, graduated his schooling. So I want to send a shout-out to you and the family. I'm doing pretty good considering, you know, just a lot going on, you know, but keep us in prayer. And this show is dedicated to anybody who's fighting cancer. And I'm shouting out, and the show goes to my cousin, Brandy Lamb Jones, who at this time is fighting cancer in the hospital as we speak. And, you know, we want to keep our prayers for the family and to all of the family members. And I just thank you guys so much for your support and for your unconditional love. And praise God from whom my blessings flow. I'm going to come back. I'm going to put Vera on hold because apparently I don't know why we can't hear, but we're going to work something out in a minute. On Facebook Live, Eddie Justice Jones Jr., please share the show with somebody. Share it with everybody. We're going to be talking about a very important, sensitive topic. And if you want to call in to talk about it or share a view on it, it's 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. And you're in. Just press 1 if you want to say something, if you want to share something, if you want something to be heard about what's going on with the abortion, or how do you feel about the new abortion law that's been passed by the Supreme Court. I mean, people always go outside the Supreme Court and they bring their signs and they protest, but the final word, which should be with God, has been left up to man to make the final decision on what's to be done with the new abortion laws. And abortion clinics have been bombed. They've been tore up. People have been attacked. It's all kinds of stuff that's been happening with this abortion stuff that's been going on for many, many years. It's been such a taboo topic, such a taboo subject matter, such a sensitive subject matter. So we're praising God and believing God this morning that we can share this very pertinent information and educate somebody on what's going on with abortion. So without further ado, since we're opening up the floor and we're going to be discussing this topic, we're going to go to none other than our co-producer, Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, are you there, my brother?
Yes, I am, Pastor Eddie.
Are we ready to share a little bit of define this new abortion law and then discuss it?
Yes, and before we do, let's go to the beginning of this situation. Let's go back to 1971 when there was a case filed by Norma Corvey, known in court as Jane Roe, against Henry Wade in the district attorney of Dallas County in Texas. And this is where all this started from, Roe versus Wade. The U.S. Supreme Court in a 7-2 decision affirmed the legality of a woman's right to have an abortion under the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. The court held that a woman's right to an abortion fell within the right to privacy and protected by the 14th Amendment. The decision gave a woman the right to an abortion during the entirety of the pregnancy and defined different levels of state interest for regulating abortion in the second and third trimesters. Now, what we have here in several states, we see in the news that, before I get to that, we just found out last week that there was a letter leaked from the Supreme Court where they was going to discuss the Roe versus Wade abortion law. And and since we do have a majority Republican backed Supreme Court, we're looking at where they are planning on making it illegal to have an abortion. Then we're also looking at about 15 states in the Constitution and maybe even more to come where it will be illegal for a woman to have an abortion.
Now, say that one more time. Listen, listeners, this is very, very important. Did you hear what came down from – that just came from the Supreme Court. Or is that still pending, or is that history now?
It's still pending. It's a letter that was leaked. They're going to take a look at it. So they haven't signed nothing, but because this letter was leaked and it got out and the Supreme Court – doesn't know, the justices doesn't know how this got to the media, got leaked to the public. And so we see these protests. We see that the anti-abortion offices have been set fire over the weekend, some vandalized. Yeah. And so it's a lot of things going on. We see a lot of protests going on over this weekend across the United States in several major cities and even towns. So this is a large hot-button topic, Pastor Eddie. Yes. At least 15 states implementing that law, and they were implementing it even before the Supreme Court was going to make its move. We see in Texas, we see in Mississippi, several other southern states over the weekend. Gavin Newsom said, where are the Democrats? You know, why aren't we fighting back? You know, the New York governor came out and spoke against it. We've seen state attorneys come out and speak about not following the suit of the Supreme Court. So we're looking at in some states where when these laws pass, if they pass, women will have to go to another state for aborting a fetus because there may be situations where a woman could be raped.
Clarence, hold that thought for 1 second. You just brought up something very, very important. Here's my feeling. If a woman is raped, and she wants to get an abortion, that should be her alienated right to get an abortion. She has many reasons why she doesn't want to give birth to a child from someone who raped her, and I understand that. So, yes, that's definitely a yes. Wait a minute. Hold on. I believe we have Mrs. Linda Goldie in the studio. Let's see. Good morning, Mrs. Linda Goldie. Is that you all the way from Oregon?
Yeah, that's me.
Well, everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie, please. Linda Goldie, good morning, good morning, good morning.
good morning,
Linda Goldie.
Good morning, Clarence.
Good morning, Otis. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Weekend was a mixed bag, but I'm thankful for my children.
Okay, let me see. We're talking about, hold on, let me see if I can get... Let's see, Vera Jones. Good morning, Vera. Good morning, Vera. Are you there? Good morning, Vera. Good morning, Vera. 323-571 number. Are you there? Okay, hopefully she'll call back. Okay, we're having a little difficulty getting her in the studio. I don't know why we can't hear her, but I'm going to put her back on hold. Linda Goldie, we're talking about a very sensitive topic that has been going on with the Supreme Court. And as you've seen them out there protesting in Washington, D.C., and everywhere around the United States right now, they're protesting about abortion. And they're saying that they're working on passing a law that will ban abortion in certain states. There, it won't be allowed, not just in Texas and Mississippi, but other states too. And I've known people to even try to stone people that were going to get an abortion, to beat them up, to beat up the people who work for the place, to throw Molotov cocktails and blow them up and burn them up. This is really a sensitive topic, and that's why we chose to talk about your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And if a woman wants to get an abortion, I feel like as long as she's not past 3 months, because that child is already beginning to develop, and I'm sure that we all can concur that once you go past 3 months, you're carrying a baby, because the arms and the legs and everything are starting to produce and grow. I want to go to my daughter, Talana Jones, and get your opinion. How do you feel about them passing a law that states that nobody can get an abortion unless they're not going to give you permission, which means that people are going to go hide and do it, and people are going to go to these backdoor places where you can end up getting messed up for life and bleeding to death or whatever, because when you go do it illegally, you're dealing with some illegal people who do it illegally, and they're going to do what they do, and they're getting paid for it, so they ain't worried about how you're going to be feeling later. They're just trying to get their money on. So without further ado, Talana Jones, take the floor. How do you feel about them working on passing a law where no woman will be allowed to get an abortion?
Wow. I have a lot of reserved feelings about this specific topic, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
abortion, to me personally, I've never had to experience having an abortion, thank God. For the women who have to go through those situations and have experienced, like you said, the either trauma or some type of painful experience that, you know, put them in a position where they didn't have a choice and need to have the abortion, is understandable to take away our rights and you know, to physically take care of our own bodies or what we can mm-hmm. and cannot do. I don't think
yeah.
that is the government's choice. I think that's very
mm-hmm.
disrespectful to take away. I mean, it's one thing to, I mean, for a long time, women did not really have rights. So to take away a privilege, I believe it is a privilege to be able to give life to. So, I mean, like I said, I have a lot of reserved feelings about this. But it's as far as being able to make a woman's decision without her personally being able to make her own decision, it's not fair.
It's not fair.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Juana. Thank you very much. I'm going to go right over to you, Linda Goldie. Linda, you're one of our more mature people on the show, and your segment is Poetry in Motion. But right now we're talking about a new abortion law that's been protested for the last 2 weeks, and it's been getting kind of violent because a lot of people want to have, they want women to have the right to be able to get an abortion if they want to. This is a very sensitive topic, and I said that on the show. We're sharing our opinions. We don't want to offend anyone who is fighting the law to be able to get an abortion, and we don't want to support anybody who supports a law that where people cannot get an abortion. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, whole show. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, I want to thank you for last week when you came to my rescue. Good morning to you. Everybody say good morning to Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Thank you for, you know, sharing your opinion on the show last week when some people came in and tried to take over the show. And, you know, it's a lot of people that are haters for whatever reason. God will take care of them. Amen. Praise God. I just leave them at the altar with God. But thank you and Minister Evangelist Moni Scott and all the rest of the ministers and pastors who were on the show who sent in, you know, positive affirmations about me and who really know me for who I am and what the work that we do and how we serve God and with the work that we do. And guess what? Nobody in this world that I know of is perfect. If it is, please show me. And there's only one person that I really got to answer to, and that's God Almighty. And if it ain't God, you know, hey, I'm going to keep it moving because God will take care of me, and God will take care of you. We're talking about the abortion law that's on the table right now at the Supreme Court as we speak. And any day now, the law can change for women who want to, hey, Senia, how are you? God bless you, Senia. Senia, God bless you, and God bless Elaine, your mom, and God bless your son who graduated from the academy. Congratulations to him. And to all the mothers, happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day to you, and Mother's Day is every single wonderful day. Yes, good morning. God bless you, Senia. I can't wait to come back down to your shop. I can't wait to come in. She is a professional extraditionist, and she does wonderful, phenomenal work. Her operation is called Skin Stations in the city of Riverside. And if you need your facial done, if you need teeth whitening, if you need anything that has to do with extradition work, it can, Senia can do it. Oh, she said she's waiting on me to come. All right, now then watch out. I'll show up today. I'm serious. I've been going through some things here with my cousin, Brandy Lamb Jones, and gets a little emotional just talking about it. And we're praying for her. We're keeping her in prayer. I want to go back to the subject matter at hand. We're talking about the new abortion law that's on the table with the Supreme Court, and they're taking away the right of a woman to have an abortion. In the state of Texas, they don't like it. In the state of Mississippi, they want to stop abortion. And abortion is a very sensitive topic because, as Clarence M. Allen said earlier, if a woman gets raped, you know, and she wants to get an abortion, that's her right. And I feel like even if a woman does want to get an abortion, if the baby's going to be, if it's going to kill the mom or kill the baby or kill them both, then the doctor says we have to take the baby because of that fact. I understand that. Matisse Sanders? Okay, I don't know who that is, but God bless you. Welcome to the show. And praise the Lord from whom all blessings flow. It's just so amazing that, you know, you don't know what a mother has been through, but if she has the right to get an abortion, that right shouldn't be taken away by the government. The Supreme Court should not be playing God. They should not deny a mother her right if she wants to get an abortion, or any woman. They fought for that right. And so I'm going to go to Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, please take the floor. How do you feel about the law that the Supreme Court is working on passing about preventing mothers or women, period, from getting abortions? Go right ahead. Take the floor.
Yeah, well, I have mixed feelings about it. At one point, when I was a teenager and pregnant, I considered abortion. But a doctor talked me out of it, and I'm glad he did. But there's so many things to consider. You know, I don't think it should just be. I don't think it should be a blanket thing where no abortion at all is ever permissible. I think, like you said, that there's extenuating circumstances there. So what I can't get really is they're teaching sex education in the schools to children at a very young age, which is, and all the entertainment industry is pushing them towards sexual experiences. So then they're going to turn around, you know, and obviously, you know, once they reach a certain age, they're going to be able to produce a fetus. So I just think it's incredibly stupid and unconscionable for them to do that and then turn around and say that you can't have an abortion when they're promoting, you know, sex with children, basically.
Wow. That's now that right there is deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains, swifter than the rivers. Good morning, Minister Terry Herbert. Much love to you too, beautiful family. I thank God for my beautiful family that comes on Facebook Live. Please share the show with someone. Share with someone. Somebody needs to hear this right now. There might be a young female out there that's listening to the show right now that might be pregnant and need to get an abortion. And hey, Monica, God bless you. God bless you, Oh, my God. Prophetess Monica, God bless you. It's so good to see you on the show today, Prophetess. We're talking about abortion. If you want to call into the show and share your opinion on the law that they're working on passing, that law is that no woman or girl will be allowed to get, hey, Phyllis Bell, what's up, Phyllis Bell? Hey, I don't personally believe in abortion. My thing is what another person's choice is my concern. Amen. Praise God. Phyllis Bell, all the way on the East Coast, what's going on out there in Detroit? Phyllis Bell, God bless you. Glad to see you on the show. Glad to see you, Prophetess Monica. Prophesy for us right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need some prophecy. Matter of fact, I'm doing good, Phyllis Bell. Praise the Lord from whom all blessings flow. And I thank God for each and every one of you who are listening and supporting the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show with all of our co-producers and our co-hosts. We love you and we thank you. And we thank you for your support and for your unconditional love. I just want to say this too. You know, there are... warm weather out there in Detroit. Okay. I loved it when I came to Hitsville out in Detroit. It was so nice. I really enjoyed Hitsville, and I saw where the Temptations, the Marvelettes, the Four Tops, and everybody sang Michael Jackson and the Temptations and everybody at Hitsville in Detroit, Michigan. So I want to send a shout-out to Mr. Barry Gordy and the Gordy family. I want to send a shout-out. I've met them all, and they're so nice and kind and wonderful, wonderful people who have made music history. We're talking about abortion. The Supreme Court has a law on the table, and they're going to vote on it. And if they vote on it and they say they don't want abortions anymore, there will be no abortions. And everybody knows, and mostly women, you know, they have these backdoor doctor's offices. And when I say backdoor, I mean like they use all kinds of stuff that regular doctors wouldn't use. And who's to say that those places are always clean? I don't want to see a mother get forced into going to a place like that because she can't go on her own to get an abortion. So without further ado, I'm going to go back to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. Give us your take on this law that they're working on passing, and let me know what you feel about that and what you think. Go right ahead, Brother Clarence M. Allen. Take the floor. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show.
Yes, Pastor Eddie, there's another area of concern that we didn't discuss speaking with this abortion, and it's called trigger laws. Now,
yes.
A trigger law is a law that is unenforceable by a state but may achieve the enforceability if a key change in circumstances occur. And so what that means that there are states ready to enforce this soon as the Supreme Court changes the Roe versus Wade Abortion Act.
Wow.
So we have states, yeah. And so this is deep. I found some information here. I think that is really important because we need to know these, because all of our listeners are not in California. We have listeners all over the United States. And
amen.
So
yes,
I was looking at where there are states, Arkansas has a law on the books.
Hold on. Brother Clarence, hold on 1 second. I apologize. Minister Terry Herbert just shared some information on Facebook, Live, and it says, a trigger law is a nickname for a law that is unenforceable but may achieve. Hey, good morning, Evangelist, Prophetess Monica. A trigger law is a nickname for a law. Oh, hey, Cousin Angela, how are you? Oh, my God, they're all coming on this morning. Praise God, for whom my blessings flow. Sending a shout-out to all the mothers. Happy Mother's Day. I was so busy yesterday that, you know, and then getting ready to, you know, get my flight back here to Los Angeles that I didn't get a chance to really. A trigger law is a nickname for a law that is unenforceable but may achieve enforceability if a key change in circumstances occur. Thank you so much for that. Go right ahead. Take the floor back. That was Minister Terry Herbert on Facebook, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live. Please share the show with somebody right now. Share it with a family member. Share it with a church member. Share it with a friend, a cousin, a niece, a nephew, a husband or a wife. But share the show with somebody Thank you, Minister Terry Herbert. Clarence M. Allen, please retake the floor. Give us more info on the abortion law.
Let me say thank you to Minister Terry. She's a walking scripture. She's a walking dictionary. She's a walking encyclopedia. If you need information, Minister Terry can get it to you right then, right there. So thank you, Minister Terry. Thank you to all our listeners throughout this, because this is very important information. And yesterday we just celebrated Mother's Day, you know. And and I was listening to Pastor E, man. He was talking about mothers in the Bible, man, who were barren. And God said in the elder years that they will conceive. He talked about the Virgin Mary, that she will conceive a child. And they believed God. And now here we go talking about man is creating or reversing a law where if a woman choose not, And a woman should have that right. I think that God, you know, would allow that, because, you know, you just spoke about it, Pastor Eddie, about women being raped. You know, we see this on the news every day where women are being molested and raped. Some of them become pregnant by somebody they never seen, somebody they never knew.
Go right ahead, Brother Clarence. Go ahead.
We as a man have no idea of the emotional traumas that they go through, the violation of their bodies, and the psychological,
effects.
The horror that they have to, you know, you have to lay there and a man overcome and outmuscle you and take your body.
I want to add to that, Brother Clarence.
Okay,
to make
one second, Pastor Eddie. And now they done become pregnant? Man.
Right.
Go ahead, Pastor Eddie.
Okay, and Minister Terry Herbert, I want to share that she just said, when you say you're pro-choice, you're telling people that you believe it's okay for them to have the ability to choose about, let's move this up a little bit there. To choose about as an option for an unplanned pregnancy, even if you wouldn't choose abortion for yourself. People who oppose abortion often, People who oppose abortion often call themselves a pro-life since October 16, 2019. And that's so important. If you go on Facebook right now, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, and I don't know what that noise is in the background, there's a little rubbing going on, you can see Minister Terry Herbert on there, and she put a link on there so you can go to it so you can read about the abortion, new abortion laws, and what pro-life means and how important it is to be educated and knowledgeable on what abortion, what it means to women who are out there who want to go, or girls who want to go get an abortion, and their right is taken away. I remember it was a time when if a girl would come to high school and she was pregnant, without her parents' permission, she was allowed to go and get an abortion. But if they pass this new law, no woman will have the right to get an abortion in certain states, and you will have to travel to states where they do allow it. And, you know, I've talked to mothers who have actually told me, and I prayed with them and everything, that they were feeling they did not want to take away a life. But under the circumstances of whatever was happening, even if the baby was going to come out in a way that they didn't want the baby to come out, or it endangered the mother's life and they had to take the baby opposed to the mother passing away, it's a very sensitive subject matter. And my heart goes out to any woman who has to make that choice to have an abortion. Hold on a second. We got a little something scraping. Hey, is there somebody on the show? Wait, let me put this on hold. Okay, now, there we go. Okay, so because I want to hear from somebody calling to the show. I want a woman to call in and talk to us really quick about your feelings about abortion. 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. And press 1, and it'll put you in the queue. Press 1, it'll put you in the queue. Okay, we got a caller. Caller, hey, caller in the 936-299 area code. Are you there?
It's me this morning. I'm just going to listen in today.
Oh, there's Cousin V. Everybody say good morning to Cousin V. Everybody on Facebook Live, everybody say hello to Cousin V. And Cousin V,
we have in our prayers, Cousin V.
Thank you all so much.
Amen. Praise God. We put Brandy in our prayers. What would you like to say, Cousin V? You take the floor. We're talking about abortion, but let's hold on. We'll table abortion just for a moment and go to a subject matter that I feel is even more serious than abortion ever could be. And that's this word called cancer, which is, there's a sign that says freak cancer, and you can just put in your own words. And Terry Herbert, yeah. Minister Terry Herbert said, good morning, Cousin V, all the way on Facebook Live. Go right ahead, Cousin V, take the floor. Share what's on your heart.
Well, if I, with like a lot of women, we have unprotected sex, we get pregnant and have kids, and then, to me, once you get pregnant and you know it, no matter what, you should want that child. Because God has blessed you to be able to care. It is the time because it is so many women, the infertility clinics that want to be mothers and cannot. And I've lost a baby, which is called spontaneous abortion. I carried my baby for 8 months and just about carried her and nurtured her. I lost her because the placenta came first and it drowned my baby. So I'm for the women maybe that get raped because that would be something hard to face. But for people that just lay down and have unprotected sex, when we have so many other ways that we can protect ourselves, I don't agree with that.
Amen. Praise God. Well, and did you want to say something about Brandy? Did you want to share anything?
I just want to say cancer is a horrible thing. And it's not just Brandy. We have a cousin and my niece also.
Yeah.
That right now, they're all three fighting cancer right now. And, you know, God is good. I don't have anything like that. It didn't come from my side of the family. But my sister also, I had two sisters that also had cancer. One is still alive, but the other one, she had 9 lives, but she did not die from the cancer part of it. So we just want to praise God because God is good no matter what we're going through. God is good. And he can get
praise
us through anything and have courage. And y'all, Eddie, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart because you were sent there on an appointed time, not my time or anybody's time. It was God's appointed time for you. Yes, he had, believe it or not, he get to see him before he left. So I just want to say continue to have a blessed rest of the show.
Thank you so much, Cousin V. Don't go nowhere now.
Bless you, Cousin V.
We love you, Cousin V. Hallelujah.
Thank
you.
I love y'all too. That's why I know y'all are like family to me. So I'm on this radio show just to hear y'all's voices and to stay encouraged.
Amen, amen, amen. We're going to go to our elder on the show, Linda Goldie. Did you want to tell Cousin V anything at all? Did you want to give her some? Why don't you? We're going to stop the show. Let's hear some poetry. Let's hear some poetry real quick. Linda Goldie, take the floor. Give us some poetry to lift us up right now. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show.
Well,
now we're going to do poetry and emotions. Go right ahead.
Okay. I'm trying to Trying to find something that would be
okay. We're going to go right after this poetry. We're going to go back to talking about abortion. We're just tabling it for a moment. We are recognizing all the people that are fighting cancer right now. We want to lift up Cousin V about my first cousin, Brandy, and go right ahead, take the floor, give us some poetry. Hey, Barbara Farley, Minister Farley, God bless you, Minister Farley. Go right ahead, Linda Goldie, take the floor. Hello, Minister Farley.
Okay. This is probably the shortest one I've got. Experience is like a gun you've got for your protection because of recollection of some fact, but it can turn against you with an act. Experience can trigger you to do whatever you might do, or you might stop and think when you're on the brink. If someone can persuade you not, then thank the Lord with all you've got. So when you meet with your demise, there won't be a bad surprise.
Maurice Valentine, thank you. Let's give a big hand. Thank you for that poetry. Thank you very much. That was specifically for you, Cousin V, all the way out there in Texas. I'm sure you're almost there in Houston. I just flew back in last night.
I will be on my way in about the next 30 minutes.
Oh, amen. Praise God. You know, I want to shout out Lufkin, Texas, Diabol, Texas, Houston, Texas, and Dallas, Texas, Sugar Land, and all the other places where our family members are right now, and also in Los Angeles and Chicago and Arizona. I want to shout out all of the Bells, the Joneses, the Lambs, and all of our family, wherever you are. I love you, I love you, and I love you. And that's from the bottom of our heart. Thank you for that wonderful poetry, Linda Goldie. We're talking about it. Hey, what's up, Maurice Valentine, all the way out there in Tennessee. What's up, my brother? Bully the Bull, I'm glad to have you on. And also, I just thought I saw somebody else there. I did, Minister Gene Farley. Good morning, Minister Farley. How are you? God bless you, brother Maurice Valentine. We got to hook up, man. We got to get you back on the show, bro. I can't wait to talk about Bully the Bull, who stops people from bullying people. We're talking about abortion, y'all, and there's a law on the table right now at the Supreme Court level, and people have been protesting all week. For the last 2 weeks, people have been protesting, throwing bottles, you know, the pro-choice against whatever. People are going crazy over this abortion stuff. I mean, it's serious. I mean, only God can judge. But for someone to take away your right to have an abortion because of whatever reason, I don't feel like it's there. I want to get your opinion, Maurice Valentine. Shout us out on Facebook Live. I want to hear from people on Facebook Live. Now, here we go. Robinson Timberlake said, I have not been close to my phone and had to rush back to tell Cousin V that I send my love and my prayers. Oh, Cousin V, Sheila Timberlake sends her love and her prayers with you. And love and prayers to her and her daughter. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister. Thank you, Sheila Timberlake. You're so sweet. Thank you. You know, we all are going through something right now. Hallelujah. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And we just have so much to be grateful for right now, because cancer ain't no joke, and this abortion topic is no joke. Because if a mother is gone 8 months and the baby is still born inside of her, she has to give birth to it. So what are you saying? She can't give birth to the stillborn child? Yeah, that's a form of abortion. She still has to abort that child. So are you saying, because the law says, if they pass this law, they're saying that no girl or teenager or woman can get an abortion legally. You can be sued for getting an abortion. You can go to jail for getting an abortion. And I've got a problem with that. I have a problem with that, especially if the woman has been, like we said, raped or molested or whatever, and she gets pregnant and she doesn't want to have that baby. She has a right to have an abortion. Okay, so I want to hear more about abortion. Chime right in. Let's go back to Clarence and Mellon. Clarence and Mellon, please take the floor. Wait, Vera Jones, are you there? Vera Jones, are you there? Vera, are you with us? Hello, Vera. Okay, we have Vera, but we don't have Vera. And we need our health and wellness report today. So, with that being said, call in. Minister Monica, Prophetess Monica, call in. Maurice Valentine. The number, you know, the number is 646-787-8064, and then you press 1. 646-787. And that's right. Oh, we got a caller right here. Let's see. Caller in the 714-683 area code. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Eddie Jones and the listeners. Glory be to God. This is Minister Terry, and I'm Pastor Eddie. I'm praising God for this. Praising God for this subject, because this is a touchy subject that's going on in our nation right now.
Yes.
Pro-choice.
Yes.
It's called really abortion. Because, you know, I worked as a nurse in an emergency room, and I worked as a nurse before I worked in the abortion, a doctor's office, where I've seen many abortions performed. But when women go to the hospital, we gather history on them. The first thing they want to ask you, they ask you AB. AB is abortion. And they consider abortion, and they also classify miscarriages. Like you said, if a woman carried a baby at 8 months and lost it, that's considered an abortion. It's a miscarriage. And then they say C for how many children you have, and then they do P for how many pregnancies. This is what they gather on us. But being pro-choice, abortion is a touchy subject, because I'm pro-choice for women. That's your body. But the Lord tells us to take care of our temple. This is we are His. We're supposed to take care of our temple. And then I'm pro-life. If I agree with Cousin V said, there's women out there that don't have, I don't have children. But there's women out there that want children and can't have children. And like Minister Clarence said yesterday when Pastor E was speaking on barren women in the Bible, if this is something they want, those women, they stand firm on when you're hearing people that's going on using abortion. Some of them are using abortion as a source of birth control. Because when we teach on abortion, we have to address men and women. Because it takes two of them to make this child. So pro-choice, pro-abortion, pro-life, that should be men involved also. Because a woman just, unless she's married, got pregnant by God who planted Jesus in her, women have choices, and men should make the choice when they come together. And some of them are outside of marriage. When they come together and join together as one, they know there's going to be consequences. There's chances of a life can be forming. And I always believe, and my grandmother said, once it's there, the seed is planted, you accept that seed, no matter what the condition. So I believe it's pro-choice. You know, I believe under certain circumstances like rape, if the child is going to be formed with a disability, you got to pray to your father, pray to the God, and see what he tells you. Follow the spirit, what the Lord tells you. If the Lord tells you to keep that child, you keep that child. So this is Pastor Eddie. This is a touchy subject for women because it's her body, but for men too because men make the choice also. So praise God.
That's right.
God bless you all. God keep you. Amen.
Amen, amen. Everybody, let's give a big hand for Minister Terry Herbert, who brought the word just now and made it so applicable to our discussion.
Minister Terry.
Minister Terry Herbert, don't go anywhere.
Beautiful family.
Amen. Don't go anywhere yet, Minister Terry Herbert. I want to shout out Denise Washington. Long time. I've been knowing many years. We went to school together, grew up together. Thank you for joining us. We're talking about a very sensitive topic right now. We're talking about the new abortion law that's on the table at the Supreme Court level. And that law, if it goes in the law, says that women will not have a right to have an abortion. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Denise Williams. Thank you, Washington. I say Williams. I'm thinking of Denise Williams, the singer, but I mean Denise Washington. Thank you for the hearts and thank you for the unconditional love. We just finished hearing from a very astute, intellectual, intelligent woman of God who actually worked in a hospital, as she stated, where she saw abortion. And we want to make sure that we don't want to offend any woman, any girl, any teenager, any young woman between the ages of 14 and 30 years old. That's a lot of times when abortions happen between those very tender ages, sometimes by things that we don't have any idea of how it happened. Like it was said, what if she has a stillborn baby? You know, they have to abort that baby. If the baby has some improper things that happen while the baby's inside the womb and they have to, you know, say, well, mother, the choice is either the baby's going to go or you got to go, but one of y'all are not going to make it, then I guess normally, I don't know why, but the doctor chooses the baby depending on what the circumstances are. Hello, Amina, how are you? God bless you and welcome to our show. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. It's so important. We're talking about a very sensitive topic that we want to hear how you feel. Now, Sheila Timberlake said, abortion is not easy for a woman, a young lady to make, even if she had an unprotected sex. So I believe it's not, even if she had an unprotected sex. So I believe it's not up to anyone other than the female that will have to live with that decision for the rest of her life, and only God and not man or anyone to judge. So thank you very much for Sheila Timberlake sharing that on Facebook Live. That's really important. I want to go back to Minister Terry Herbert. Are you still with us?
Yes, Minister Terry Herbert. Pastor Eddie.
Praise God, praise God. I'm so glad to have you on the line this morning. You know, mothers are laying in there, they're nervous. Tell me what it's like when the mother's about to have, when a young lady's going to have an abortion. It's her first time. She doesn't know what's going on. She's afraid. How is she feeling? Is she scared? Is she afraid? What's going through her heart, her mind?
You know what, Pastor Eddie? A lot of times they're under a lot of anxiety. And a lot, like you said, the ages are from in the teens, the early teens. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is counseling, letting them know that, like the young lady put on, Sheila, the sister put on Facebook, only God can judge us. Always talk to them and have them pray. Just pray to God and listen to the Spirit, what he tells them. God holds nothing against us. He's a just God. So, you know, it depends on the circumstances, but I believe with love covers a multitude of sins. They can get through anything, but they have to weigh it out. If this is going to be pro their life to have a child, because a teenage mother is a lot of responsibility. So it takes a lot of counseling, and if they don't have it in the home, that's when the nurses take their part. And to help them and let them know there's resources and they're not out there alone. But some young ladies had to get pregnant and they need to go to school. So that's why I said it's pro-choice and pro-life. But it's all like it's only up to them. It's their body. But the thing is, we want to teach them, too, as we're ministering and we're praying with them, that we don't continue to use abortion as a means of birth control. Because these same young ladies, if they have abortion or repeatedly in their teens, when they get to their 20s and the husband finds them, they may not have children. So this is some things. A lot of it, Pastor Eddie, starts with education. Educating them first. Educating them, because we're teenagers and we're human in these bodies. Educating them then that we can use birth control. He said if you can't control your body, let them know birth control is available. And then I always say to the young men, too, the young men should be using it, too, as a form. Yep. They should be using condoms. If they just have to do it. But I believe it's a lot to do with our teenage, this generation, just educating them. Because I don't think we should blame them. We shouldn't shame them. Because, like you said, we can make a mistake. God forgives us anything. But I think we just need to be there to support them for whatever their decision is with their body and then just teach them how to treat your body better. When you treat your body good, it'll treat you good. Amen.
Now, amen. Let's give a big hand for Minister Terry Herbert. She is
Minister Terry.
Wow. Now, I want you to know.
I praise God because, you know, life is precious. Life is precious, and even the teenagers, when they get pregnant, they're precious. And at the time they get pregnant, they can be fragile. So I just want the young ladies to know they're not alone. If they decide they want to keep their child, somebody's there. If they decide they want to have an abortion, somebody's there with them. Amen.
Evangelist, Prophetess Monica Smith. Prophetess Monica Smith, send your number on Facebook Live right now so we can get you on the show. Send your number on Facebook Live right now, and I'll type it in because I can't get to the other phones to check the number, so I can't get to it, but send it. But Amina Saladina said, yes, condoms. Yes, condoms. And look here, I'm talking to you dudes out there, man. Come on, y'all. Y'all need to put a helmet on that soldier before you get out on the battlefield, okay? And before you get out there on the battlefield, you need to have your helmet on, your helmet. So don't, you know, if you know that a sister's going to get pregnant and you know you know both of you are young and whatever, use some protection, because we don't talk about that enough in the black community. We don't talk about protection. We don't talk about condoms. And they have condoms for men, and they have condoms for women, too. They have abortion pills for women, and they got they do have abortion pills. That's the sad part. But they also have birth control is what I was trying to say. They have birth control. Oh, you're on the line. Okay, well, let's see if we can get you in then, okay? Hello there, caller in the 909-496 area code. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Is this Prophetess Monica?
Yes, it is. Good morning. Happy
Monday,
gosh.
Everybody say hi to Prophetess Monica. Everybody.
Good morning, Prophetess.
Good morning,
Prophetess Monica.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, all you blessed people of God.
Amen, amen. The call-in number to the show. Amen. Hold that thought. The call-in number is 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. We're talking about abortion, and I'm getting the Holy Ghost chills because when I read the law, and we're going to review it again in just a few minutes so you can understand what the law is that they're going to put in order from the Supreme Court level, and also our new Supreme Court justice will be in on that vote. We're so happy to have Ms. Jackson in as the first African-American woman to ever, ever in the history of the United States of America to sit on the Supreme Court level, so we shout her out. But at the same time, we're dealing with a very sensitive law the law is that if they pass this law, no woman will be able to just get an abortion. It'll be against the law. You could be sued. You can go to jail, and you can have your rights taken away. Your rights will be taken away as a woman if you want to get an abortion for whatever reason you might want to get one. So without further ado, Amina, you could dial 646-787-8064. 8064, and then press 1, and it'll put you in the queue, and we'll get you on to hear your opinion. Thank you, Minister Terry Herbert. Hallelujah. Praise God. Prophetess Monica, it's such an honor to have you here on the show. Nobody can do spiritual upliftment the way you do. And right now we need to be spiritually uplifted in this situation, and we might even need to get a prayer from you for any woman who has had an abortion and still feeling guilty about it, or any woman that might have to have an abortion in the future and her rights might be taken away where she can't get an abortion without going to another state where they allow the abortion, or even in a back alley place where they do illegal abortions, which we hope we don't pray that on nobody. Mm-hmm. But it's a reality because there's always somebody out there trying to make some money off of these kind of situations. Go right ahead, Prophetess Monica, take the floor. Share what's on your heart about abortion.
Okay, well, once again, just want to thank God for another day. Thank God for this radio show, Pastor Eddie and hosts and viewers. The minister, Terry, she spoke so well and just highlighted so many points. I just want to say thank God for her. Just well-rounded. She just blew it out the water, really. And only thing I really mm-hmm. have in addition to say to that is, you know, first off, I'm going to say a couple of things as bold because, you know, the righteous is bold as a lion. You know what I'm saying? We really
yes.
need to understand who we are. My voice is a little bit kind of challenged this morning. However, we're dealing with wickedness in high places. And that's the area
yes.
that I'm coming from, because the thing is this, these laws was never made for us. They're against us. That's the first thing you got to put in your mind, okay? What's the motive behind them all, okay? So therefore, you know, we need to always think about what what the Father is thinking. What is he saying to us as a people, as his people? Not what they're saying, because it's always about what they say. We always say they. It's not about them. It's about him. And that's the message that we need to continue to promote to this land, all that you're around, whatever you're dealing with. This is abortion. Yeah, this is a big deal. We've been talking about it, different ones of us. But they made these laws. They're not God-fearing people, first off, like I said once again. So their motives is their motives always have a hidden agenda. So to look to them to do anything righteous is already, you're on the wrong lane. That's bottom line. We need to begin to pray the more. He said, if my people, this same thing, his word don't change. He said, I change not. So we need to begin to pray down the spirit of God upon this land. And I'm not talking about no little, Pastor Eddie, you know, I say baby prayers. But what I mean is that people look at God differently, you know, than we do. We can get to him in a way that nobody else can. So we need to, first off, you know, begin to pray more than what we've been praying. He talks about rooting the wicked out the land, and that's a real thing that he says. You know, he's not playing. And then he talks about, he said, arise. We say, arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations, not people, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Psalms 19 and 20. Because we got the power of God in our, he gave us the keys, but we sit back, you know, people of God, you know, and, you know, I'm just saying, you know, take it personal. I'm not going to say don't take it personal. Please do. And we let things happen in a way that I believe that God is, can arise. You know what I mean? We send him, but we got to arise, people of God, and begin to know. He done told us who we are, but we got to start to know that and start to take over in a way, and not in a, you know, the wrong way, but in a way where his hand will move. We need power moves now. All this stuff happening, we need power moves of God. And that's the way we should be praying. We shouldn't be praying to hear what they're talking about, because they're always talking some garbage. That's how I look at it. They're talking garbage because that's all that can come out of them. Garbage in, garbage out. They're always for money. They don't care about these girls' bodies or nobody's. But and on that note, is that, yes, our bodies are the temple, and that's what he gave us. Our bodies are the temple. So if anybody is out there and they have had abortion or will, you know, you go to your father, Minister Terry said, ask him to forgive you. But he's the giver of life, you know, and he wants life. He made life. You know, it should never have been available for people to go and do these such things, okay? But since it is, you know, it's an option, but it's not for birth control. But however, you know, it's, we just got to start taking his way. That's the bottom line. He said he's the governor. See, and people don't even know. A lot of things people don't even know that's in the word. We got to stop looking to these people for help. They not our help. He said, lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord Jesus Christ, not from man. Man's not going to help you. Man don't even care about you. They don't give a nothing. These governors, these people, we vote these people in. I'm 60 years old, and I ain't seen nothing change since I was 20. Nothing. Really not nothing that the real change to come that's going to bring some real, what you call, solitude and peace to our land.
Providence Monica.
Sorry.
Let me just don't. You're not finished yet. Just hold that thought for 1 second. Minister Terry Herbert wanted to compliment you for. She said, praise God on what you're saying, and she also said there's a pill called the day after pill, and we need to hear about the day after pill. I guess they give that to you before you have the abortion. And then she said here. The day after pill, well, I want to read this real quick. Plan B, the morning after pill, effectiveness and side effects is at www.webmd.com. So you can read about the day after pill and see what it does. But most women already know what the day after pill is because they tell you about that. And that's one of the things that I believe you have to take before you do the abortion. Right, Providence Monica?
Well, Well, before you assert the amount, what it's saying, it works if you, I don't know the exact, but it works, you know, as long as you not pass a certain time. That's how it works, okay?
Right.
So you could take that pill, yeah, and it will prevent, you know, prevent the, you know, the actual conception, put it that way, okay?
Now, wait, we just had a caller call in. Caller in the 310-977 area code. Are you there? Did you want to share something on the show? Are you there? Caller in the 310-977 area code, are you there? Okay, we're going to put them back on hold. Okay. Now, we're talking about a very sensitive subject, you guys. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. On our show, it's the real deal, Holyfield. There's no smoking guns. We give it to you raw and uncut because we have to face this reality in the black community that if we don't educate and give each other knowledge and wisdom on these subject matters that are our civil issues, our civil rights, women have rights, men have rights. You have a right not to be violated by the system. And I feel like a woman, I don't want to see her get an abortion, but if it's going to save her from death or save her from a negative situation, and that's what she has to do, you know, God will have the last word with that woman. But
can I say something?
My heart goes
on. Eddie?
Yes, you sure can. Go right ahead.
And with that in mind, too, people of God, he gave us, like I said, once again, power and authority. You know, he's everywhere. We're not. We're just, you know, he's omnipotent, omniscient, you know, omnipresent. So we need to pray, and even now, that God begin to save his people the more, because this was never meant to last forever. Don't get me wrong. You know, we're going to stay here as long until he, you know, comes to say it's done. However, is that we need to pray for these young people and women that's getting abortions. Pray for that, because once that baby is in there, that's a living soul, okay? And pray
mm-hmm.
that they be saved. Be saved. People need to get saved for real out here, because he's already said he's going to make the, you know, he said he's going to make it new. So we need to be praying for people to really get saved, and that the Lord will have mercy, you know, that he would have mercy and save his people. That's what I want to say. In Jesus Christ Almighty
amen.
Name.
Oh, and don't go anywhere, Prophet Smile, because Minister Terry Herbert said, he is our helper. She was commenting on the things that you were saying. And then she said, he says, come boldly. Amen. Remember when you were talking about come boldly to the altar with God?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Okay, now we got another caller. Caller in the 323-646 area code. Are you there? Caller in the 323-646 area code. Are you there? Caller in the 323-646 area code, did you want to say something about the abortion laws? Okay, we're going to put them back on hold. They're probably just listening. Okay, this is a very sensitive topic. We have some very astute, intelligent, intellectual women on the show today. A shout out to all the mothers, no matter where you are. Happy Mother's Day to you. Hey, Brother James Hudson, all the way from Texas. James Hudson from Texas said, mostly men who are making the decision of what a woman should do, and it's mostly men who cause the problem. I have to agree with you. I have to agree with you, Brother James Hudson. Come on, man. Say it like it is, brother. You know, we have to take just as much responsibility, hallelujah, for putting a woman in that position, a young woman in that position. And as we were stating earlier, these are girls between the ages of 14 and 30 years old. And a lot of them are laying there on the table, don't even know what's really going on. They have no idea that they're about to take a life when they have the power to give a life. It's a sensitive topic. It's a taboo topic that I think that we need to talk about in our own community, just like mental health and youth. We need to talk about that too. But this also can cause mental health problems for a young woman to give have an abortion at a young age, 14, 15 years old, and she don't even know what she's doing. Sheila Timberlake says she agrees with James Hudson about what he just said, that it's a man's responsibility as well to be involved in taking care, you know, because when you lay down with that woman, you already know what can happen. That's why we were saying get some condoms, you know, get some condoms. They got the pill for men too. They have, you know, Amina says, I stumbled upon this show, and I'm so glad I did. I am a teenager learning something interesting today. Thank you so much. Did y'all hear that? Y'all clap your hands, okay? All the members of the show and everybody, clap your hands right now. Did you hear what I just read to you? Clap your hands, okay? Amina Saladina said, I stumbled upon this show, and I'm so glad I did. I'm a teenager learning something interesting today. Thank you. And she put her heart with love. And that's what this show is about. You have a right. You have a civil right, a constitutional right, a human right. You have your rights. I have my rights. But we have our rights, and we have to exercise our rights. So, Amina, there's a number to the show. If you want to call in and say something, Amina, it's 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Then you press 1, and it'll put you in the queue. And then we'll get you on the show. And, here's a number in the 832 area code. Caller in the 832-880 area code. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hey, caller in the James Hudson.
Hey, Brother James Hudson, man, Brother James, you just said some prolific, profound words that were deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and swifter than the rivers. Go right ahead, Brother James. Take the floor. How do you feel about this whole abortion thing, this new law they're going to put into order eventually real soon? Go right ahead.
Well, yeah, Brother Eddie, like you were saying earlier, man, in all things we need to just consult God. And that's why I said that every knee will bow. And that way we all will be held accountable for whatever decision that we make. It's a person's right, whether or not they want to be gay, whether they want to be have an abortion, because you don't know what those, like you were saying, those situations that these women find themselves in. And again, to overturn Roe versus Wade, whatever, that's mostly men saying, we're going to tell women what they need to do with their body, when it's mostly men that rape these women and put them in those predicaments that they find themselves in. That's just not right. And so women need to be, not just women, but men, those of us that stand beside a woman and say, no, I don't want to see anybody have an abortion. I don't want to see anybody go through that trauma, period. You know, women don't choose to want to have to put themselves in that predicament where they may be a 16, 17-year-old young lady that's gotten pregnant or whatever and have nobody to turn to, nowhere to go, and will end up out on the street, or even a grown woman that could end up out on the street behind somebody that raped her or something. So that should be – I mean, we all know that those of us that understand how the world go around, so to speak, that people should have the rights to make their own decisions. It's like what your show said, human rights, your rights, my rights. That's right. It's your right to do that. I might not agree with what you're doing, but you still have the right to do it. That's just the bottom line, and to infringe on people's rights like that is just not right. And so I just think that should be, especially here in Texas, where we just seem to lead the nation and just going backwards here, just taking people back 50 years, and that's what they're trying to do. It's all about control, and that's what it's all about for these people. These men,
amen,
mostly white men, they want to control everything that we do. That's just the bottom line. So that's my thought on that, man. I know it's a very touchy subject, and we're just praying for any woman that has to go through that process, period.
Okay, let's give James Hudson a big hand, y'all. Let's give James Hudson, all the way from Texas, a big, big, big hand. You just said it, brother. You just said it. You just said it, man. You said it. Wow. Now, with that being said, Clarence Allen has a law that things he wants to share with us. Like I said, this subject matter is deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains, and swifter than the rivers. But we can do it. We can talk about it because we need to talk about it. We need to share this information. As you just heard, Amina, she just hit me on Facebook Live. She said she's a teenager learning so much. So without further ado, Clarence and Allen, please take the floor. And I received a document. Okay, amen, amen. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm going to share that in just a minute. Okay, go right ahead, Brother Clarence and Allen, take the floor.
Yes, Pastor Yeti, this is deeper than the ocean. And so on with that speech. And Brother James Hudson was just hitting on where I was coming from, because this abortion has a long history before Roe versus Wade. Why did Jane Roe go to all the way to the Supreme Court to get an abortion from a guy named Henry Wade? And before those times, we're looking at during the times of slavery, when our women, our ancestors were raped and they had children by the slave owners. Even some were impregnated by their sons because they had to reproduce slaves. These were some ugly moments. And you know, we're looking at, when we look at religious, you know, these were taboo conversations with the Christian practice, even with the Catholic practice. And so this abortion goes way back. But, you know, we were looking at, and what I was going to mention is what James, Brother James hit it on, was that there were men who were raping black women, white women, whatever women they came across. And many of them were not held accountable to their actions that they violated and raped that woman. And that woman became pregnant and had no choice but to bear that child. So, you know, for her to come and make this huge step so women can have the right when they not only violated, but if something else was another situation, if it could cost her life to have a child, to have an abortion, these are the acts, the history of the acts that we're looking at right now. So, you know,
Brother Clarence, hold that thought. We want to get someone in the studio with us, one of our co-hosts of the show. Everybody say good morning to Aretha Adams-Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. Welcome to the show, Aretha Adams-Jones. Everybody say good morning.
Hi. Dr. Aretha.
Hey there.
Good morning,
Dr. Aretha. Good morning, Dr.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Now, Aretha, we're on a very, and we're going to come back to you, Prophetess Monica, in just a minute. We're talking about a subject matter that's been sensitive on the show, but everybody's been chiming in from all over the United States. And thank you, Minister Terry Herbert, for saying, speak truth, Pastor Jones. We're talking about abortion right now, and there's a new law on the table at the Supreme Court level that says that if they pass this law, no woman will have the right to her own body to have an abortion. She'll have to go to some other state and do that somewhere else, but not in Texas or Mississippi or wherever they pass this law, including California and Washington, D.C. So how do you feel about abortion? And it's a very sensitive matter, but people have been weighing in and really sharing their true feelings. Go right ahead, Aretha Adams-Jones, take the floor. Give us what you feel about abortion
and that new law. Thank you so much. Okay, so good morning to all of you again. Thank you for this opportunity. So with regard to abortion, this is just my personal feeling. As a Christian, I don't agree with abortion, but I do, you know, in the cases of incest and rape, I think the gentleman was speaking on that because I came in a little late, so I do apologize. But with incest and rape, I think that's a little different. If a woman is raped or if there is a case of incest, I think that, you know, that changes it a little. But it is a tough issue to discuss, and it is very sensitive. And, you know, I know that people say, oh, you know, don't take away their right. So, you know, I know that people see it as, you know, well, it's not murder, and people should have the opportunity to make their, you know, a woman should decide what she wants to do with her own body. And so, but personally, I don't agree with it, but in certain cases, like I said, incest and rape, I think that it should be, you know, it should be allowed. So
amen.
I'm glad you can't. Yeah, so thank you so much for allowing me to share.
Well, thank you so much, Aretha Adams. We'll be coming back to you for mental health and you in our next segment. A caller in the 570-278 area code. Are you there?
God bless you, Pastor Ramsey. God bless you.
Pastor Ramsey, everybody say hello to Pastor Ramsey. Let's give him a big hand. Hello, Pastor Ramsey. How are you?
Pastor Ramsey.
Blessings, Pastor. Good morning.
Oh, Pastor Ramsey. And I want to shout out Leslie Fields is watching the show. Leslie, if it's your first time, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Pastor Ramsey, help, man, the phones are lighting up on this topic about abortion. Caller in the 503-747 area code, are you there? Caller in the 503-747 area code, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, that's you, Wendy?
That's me.
Wendy, is that? Okay, that's you. Okay, hold that thought. Okay, Pastor Ramsey, Minister Terry Herbert said there will be a rise in legal abortion clinics. Yes, there will be a rise in illegal abortion clinics. That's what I want to talk about while we're talking about abortion. Because if they pass that law and a young lady wants to go get an abortion, or her boyfriend is forcing her to get an abortion, I've known women that have, God forbid, committed suicide because they were forced to get an abortion and they didn't want to do it. They were mentally messed up later on. They had post-traumatic stress syndrome from having an illegal abortion and then giving away a life, and then they were never able to produce another baby after that. So this is something that we don't want to see any young mother go through. We don't want to see a young woman take her life or feel like she's not loved or feel like she's not wanted because she had an abortion. If you had an abortion, God still loves you, and we still love you too. And you're still a human being, and you're still
Amen.
A beautiful person. And you can't let nobody steal your joy, because if you do, they will. And we love you. We love you no matter where you are in the United States of America. If you're listening to this show and you had to be forced to get an abortion, or you went through a rape and had an abortion, or you went through molestation and had an abortion, we support you. We love you. If you were with a guy and you dated him and you only dated him 2 nights and for some reason y'all felt like y'all had to make love and you didn't wear protection and you got pregnant and you couldn't tell your parents, it's okay. Tell God. Hallelujah. Tell God. That's who you tell. I'm going to leave that right there. Tell God. That's who you tell.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Without further ado, we're going to go to I want to go back to Prophetess Monica. Prophetess Monica, you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Prophetess Monica, you still with us?
Yes, I'm on here. Yes, I am, Pastor Eddie.
Okay, Prophetess Monica. We're starting. Okay, we talked about abortion. We're gonna. This is a very sensitive topic. We're gonna. Oh, wait, hold on. I hear a little noise in the background. Hold on. Let me silence this noise. Okay. Thank you for stopping that noise, whoever you are. I love you, in Jesus. Praise God. Okay. So here's the deal. We're gonna go straight to Prophetess Monica first. And Prophetess Monica, we want you to give us spiritual upliftment right now. Can you do that for us? And then we're going to go right into our other segments. Spiritual upliftment, Prophetess Monica, take the floor.
Well, you know, I just want to reiterate once again is how, you know, the Father, he wants to deliver and heal his people. He is our deliverer. He's our healer. He's the master physician. He's the lover of our soul. He loves us all, and he wants us to know, as Minister Terry said, that love covers, love never fails, and that we will continue to operate in that, because that's the power of God, is love. These people that's making these laws and stuff know it's not about love, so we need to know that first off. He said you should know the truth. And the truth will make you free. You can't be bound up with lies. You can't be free except the truth comes. So we ask the Father to just, that he would just continue to expose what's going on to the hearts and minds of his people. You know, that he would just make himself more evident now than ever before. We need him, you know, not just for this abortion laws that's being passed, but for everything this land,
everything,
you know, is doing. So we need the righteousness of God's people to stand up more. Father, we ask you for more resources. We know that you are source, but we have to just begin to just give us the resources, you know, that your kingdom, Father God, would be, you know, built even the more here in the earth realm, Father God. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we praise you right now. We magnify you, Father God. We give you all the glory. We just graciously receive the blessings even now. You said, now faith. Hallelujah. Yes. We thank you for your mercy, your compassion that fail not daily. And we give you glory, Father God. We love you, and we ask you to bless your people in a mighty way. Move, 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 Holy Spirit of God. Have thy own way. In Jesus Christ's almighty name, we agree. And God bless you all. God bless you, Sister V. God got her. He got her.
Amen. Hey, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for that wonderful prayer.
Her in the name of Jesus. Yes, his
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. He's the master physician. Even though she's in the hands of others, he's over her. That's his child, and he's taking care of her very well. She's in the most greatest, blessed hands in the world. And we pray this prayer, and we agree by saying amen, amen. Thank you, Father
God. Amen, 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 amen. Really quick, we're going to have our pastor all the way from Pittsburgh. Who is it? All the way from Pittsburgh. Pastor, are you still with us? Pastor, are you still with us? Oh, no, we didn't lose him, did we? Hello? Hello? Yeah, Pastor, are you still with us? Okay. We might have lost him, but anyway, I was going to have him pray, but I want to read to you what, well, Minister Terry Hudson said, love, expose, and shame the devil. Love, expose, and shame the devil. Amen, amen, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh. And praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let's see. Okay, hold on that thought. And then James Hudson from Texas said, it won't stop with abortion. Next, it'll be interracial marriages where you can worship and even where you can attend school and live. And it's all about control, says Brother Hudson, all the way from Dallas, Texas. This is ludicrously crazy. But at this time, without further ado, we're going to go to Aretha Adams-Jones with Mental
Amen.
Health in You. Aretha Adams-Jones,
yeah.
Please take the floor and give us Mental Health in You.
Amen.
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 Who's
God
that that just
you,
said
Pastor.
Amen? Wait, hold that thought. Who's that that just said amen?
Pastor Ramsey. I've been on still.
Oh, Pastor Ramsey, I thought we lost you. We hold that thought. We need you to pray on the show. Amen. So don't go
Amen.
Anywhere,
yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Please. Okay, go right ahead, Aretha Adams-Jones. Give us Mental Health in You. Take the floor.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Eddie, and to all the co-hosts that are present, the visitors, listeners, Pastor Ramsey, God bless you. Mental Health in You. So I want to talk about exercise and mental health. So research shows that people who exercise on a continuous basis, on a regular basis, they tend to have better mental health and emotional well-being, as well as lower rates of mental illness. So exercising seems to reduce or lessen the risk of developing mental illnesses such as depression and anxiety. And exercise has also been found to alleviate or reduce symptoms such as low self-esteem and social withdrawal. And it also allows for better sleep, more energy, and, yes, sharper memory. So get out there and get those steps in today, all right? And remember, mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
All right, Aretha. Thank you, Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
So much. Wow. I'm just so glad to have the whole crew on. Everybody's here, even Cousin V. And without further ado, it is time for Talana Jones. Talana Jones, Talana, please take the floor and give us words of wisdom. Talana, give us words of wisdom.
Amen.
All right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome again. Words of wisdom today is very short. It's in honor of all the mothers. And I just want to say to every woman listening, mother or no mother, we are all born with those maternal instincts. So spread that love. For the women who I just heard, I heard Ms. Timberlake say, we all have a privilege to be able to share that right as learning about who we will be moving forward as a mother, watching our mothers, our aunts, our grandmothers, even our sisters, sometimes our cousins, depending on who it is. But we learn through example. So I pray for the system. I pray for the government, the powers that be. I pray for the situation that's been going on about abortion. But I also pray you enjoy this. I wrote this to every mother because I feel we deserve to hear it. And sometimes it goes unheard. So thank you for all listening. Our wonderful creator breathing life into us, all these magnificent abilities from birth. We learn to love unconditionally, a special tribute for all the hard work, repetitions, routines, compromising, and sacrifice. The love, sweat, and tears that go into being a mother. I thank you all for all you are, for keeping Jesus first, and to remember to keep doing what you're doing, that God's love conquers all. Happy Mother's Day, and God bless every mother listening.
All right, Tawana. Right on, Tawana. Thank you. Thank you, Tawana. Thank you. Hey, what's up, Ishmael? How you doing? Ishmael, good to see you on the show. Evangelist Virginia Valentine said, awesome topic on abortion, and amen. And then also, too, Minister Terry Herbert says here on Facebook Live at Eddie Justice Jones, Jr., that Mental Health Awareness Month in 2022 in the United States of America began on Sunday, May the 1st, and ends on Tuesday, May the 31st. So this is the month of mental health awareness from May the 1st to May the 31st. Thank you, Minister Terry Herbert, for sharing that with us. And before we go into our poetry, while we still have time, I want to get a short prayer from our pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you there? Pastor, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Amen.
Amen.
We're ready for you, Pastor Ramsey. We're ready for you like fire, like water putting out a fire. Amen. Like light coming into a dark room. Give us something about abortion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pastor Ramsey, take the floor. Give us some prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. And we just put God first, like you said, and God loves everyone. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning, for waking up, clothing our right mind, the blood in our veins, the activity of our limbs. Lord, we just thank you for this day, May the 9th of 2022, because this is the day that you have made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we send prayers to everyone around the world, the east, the west, the north, the south, and even overseas, God. We ask you, Lord, just remove by your precious Holy Spirit, God. Somebody's standing in the need of prayer. And Lord, we thank you for answering our prayer before we even prayed it. Lord, we just ask you right now to touch the sick, the homeless, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Heal what they need to be healed. Deliver what they need to be delivered. And Lord, set free on today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless our children. Bless our mothers. Bless our fathers, God. And bless everyone who's under the sound of my voice, Lord. And we are going to be so happy on today because this is the day that you have made for us to be happy. And Lord, we just thank you. And Lord, as we come together, we ask you to pray for every state, city, country, and community. And Lord, you got the last say so. And Lord, we just thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, right now, God, just to do it one more time, a second touch. And we thank God for the second touch. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. Yes, Evangelist Virginia Valentine said, hallelujah, hallelujah, and Minister Terry Herbert said, amen, in Jesus' mighty name. And I'm just so grateful to have Cousin V on, our co-producer, Prophetess Monica on, our co-host, Solana Jones, our co-producer, Clarence M. Allen. Will you be hearing from him in just a few minutes as he's going to do regulate the manual, and I want to thank James Hudson, and he's going to do the commentary. I want to thank everybody who called into the show this morning. I mean, don't go nowhere. We're not finished yet. We're just doing our regular segments of the show. And in just a few minutes, we're going to hear some poetry in just one moment from Linda Goldie. And Linda Goldie, I'm not going to waste any more time. Linda, take the floor and give us some poetry. And then we're going to go right over to Clarence M. Allen, and he'll regulate the manual, and then he'll do the commentary. And we want to shout out Professor Reams, who's at his university working a graduation today and giving out degrees today. So God bless him. And go ahead on, Linda Goldie, take the floor on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show.
Okay, this is something I wrote just before the show. There's something better coming, so live and die to see it. When you hear some drumming, that isn't going to be it. So hunker in the trenches and carefully take aim. Sitting on the benches, you'll only watch the game. There's something better coming. You've heard it all before. Police is always knocking on your door. But don't be open to it, or you will surely rue it at the end when you can't pretend.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Linda Goldie. Thank you for that poetry. Thank you, Linda. Thank you. Thank you very much. And, you know, I want to thank everybody on the show. I want to thank Aretha Adams-Jones, you know, for mental health and you. My sister Vera was in earlier with health and wellness. But right now, without further ado, because it's 10:46 a.m., and I want you to get every bit of what you deserve to get out of our show, it's time for Clarence M. Allen to take the floor and give us Regulate the Manual. And then I'll close out the show with our closing remarks on our topic of abortion. And we might have to do part two of abortion because I'm waiting on this law to pass so we can see which direction we're going in as far as our civil, constitutional, and human rights are concerned. Clarence M. Allen, take the floor, Regulate the Manual, and then the commentary.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to all the co-hosts, co-producers. Especially thank you to our guests, our participants on the panel, and all our listeners from around this nation and around the world. Once again, giving all glory to God. Each and every one of us is equipped with a mechanism called survival. Each and every one of us gets up and does the things we have to do to survive and exist. To survive is to stay alive, exist, live, and live on. Take some survival skills and mix them up with some intelligence from a good brain. What do you have? You will have the making of a good gangster. And, of course, you will need plenty of heart, basically using all of your talents as needed and being well matured, knowledgeable, and having good balance. Then you will have much of the main ingredients that it takes to make a good gangster. A gangster is not born overnight. There are no phone calls, and like presto, you are a gangster. You cannot email, fax, text, or tweet. And to many of you cowards who are pretending, perpetrating the gangs, you sure cannot cheat on any kind of test. There are numerous shady characters always portraying the image, character, and the role of a gangster. You cannot be tapped with a magic wand. There's no hocus pocus or alakazam to become a true bona fide, homogenized, and down-to-the-bone gangster. To become a gangster, the roads are long, hard, drudging, dangerous, and promises are not guaranteed. To grow up and become a gangster, it is not the life you should decide to take. Only the very few who have taken these roads always have to watch out for everything that they are living for. There are some things that no one should ever hold for a gangster. There are some things that no one should ever know but that gangster. A gangster grows slowly and carefully nurtured and learns about plenty of games if he or she is a well-schooled gangster. These true-to-life gangsters will never go down while being blamed, even if it's dead bang. A true life gangster has many narrow escapes, loopholes, alibis within his store. A gangster has not only been taught the ropes to the games that he must play, but has also has to get introduced, enter, get educated, and experience an advanced array of the games within the many different kind of arenas. These skills will become the backbone for the handling of his business down the line. These skills are what it takes for the gangster to get his food, grab his points, gain his stripes, and evolve into a gangster. It is during these many episodes that there will be a lot of love lost during the journey, and there will also be much love gained as you proceed further down the road. These are just some of the ways that you may have to take during your discipleship in becoming a gangster. Man, if you want to learn how to become a gangster, there are good gangsters and bad gangsters. Got to go to Regulate and get the book. Read all about it. Thank you for listening. Hope everyone got something that they can apply to their life, because it takes that G to start living in life as a gangster.
Amen, amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Let's give a big hand for Clarence M. Allen. All right, Regulate the Manual. Okay, Regulate the Manual. Hallelujah. Now, our word of the week, get your ink pen out right now. Get your ink pen and your paper out, because I want to give you our word of the week and our scripture of the week. The word of the week and our scripture of the week. Our word of the week is flow. F-L-O-W, just flow. Flow. You know how the song says, let it flow? Make that word applicable to your week. Flow, you know. And our scripture of the week is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 2 and 3. Now, and it reads, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall there add to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read that one more time. Somebody need to hear that right now. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 2 and 3. And it reads, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto you. Hallelujah. If you got the word, just say amen. If you got
amen.
The word, say amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Without further ado, it's time to... It's time for the commentary, and I can't thank everybody enough, and I think we're going to do part two on abortion, because they're supposed to pass the law this week. So I want to see what's going to happen so we can talk about it. Once the law passes, I want to continue to discuss the subject matter, and I want to get more mothers. I want to hear more from the women. Thank you, Deborah Lewis, for chiming in. Deborah Lewis all the way from Chicago and or Mississippi. Thank you for joining us live on the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. God bless you. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Minister Terry Herbert. Without further ado, Brother Clarence M. Allen. Wait, let me raise this up. I want to see this here. There we go. There we go. Hallelujah. Praise God. The scripture is on Facebook Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. You can write it on down. Thank you, Minister Terry Herbert. Hallelujah. 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 Part two. Yeah. Oh, well, you'd like to listen to part two. Part two. We're going to do part two next week. Let's find out how the law goes in the Supreme Court. Once we do, we're going to have Professor Reams on next week. He'll be able to expound and expand on the subject matter and topic matter. But Clarence M. Allen, we want to thank you for sharing it with us. And you can look up the law for yourself about abortion. Read about it, because next week when we come and talk about it, I want you all to call in like you did this week. And give us your opinions, how you feel. If you know any mothers out there that need to hear this topic and need to get some consulting or counseling done, have them to listen to the show next week so we can hear back from Minister Terry Herbert, hear back from Brother James Hudson, hear back from Prophetess Monica, hear back from all of our staff, Cousin V, Aretha Adams-Jones, Clarence M. Allen, Solana Jones, all of our Melanie Aubrey with Financial Literacy, all right here on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. It is 10:53 a.m. on this beautiful May the 9th, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. From the 1st to the 31st is Mental Health Awareness Month. If you have something going on, get some help. Help is free. Amen? Yes, coming back. Praise the Lord, Minister Terry Herbert, for you coming back. We want to thank Pastor Ramsey right now. Pastor Ramsey, all the way from out there in Pittsburgh. And that's why when I didn't say his name and I said Pittsburgh, I thought he was going to say something, because that's his team. Right, Pastor Ramsey, are you still with us? Pastor Ramsey?
Amen. Amen.
That's your team, right? The Pittsburgh Steelers, right?
Philadelphia Eagles.
The Philadelphia. Okay. All right. We got to remember that. But without further ado, it's time for the commentary thing. Hey, Cousin V, are you still with us, Cousin V? Are you still there? Cousin V. Cousin V, are you still with us? Okay, she's still there. Okay, well, we just want to shout out Cousin V. We want to keep Brandy in prayer. Don't forget to keep Brandy in prayer. And anyone who has ever had cancer before or anybody that's dealing with cancer right now, we dedicate this show to them. You know, we love you guys so much and unconditionally from the top of your heads to the soles of your feet. You're loved and prayed for, and God will have the last word. Without further ado, Clarence and Mellon, take the floor. Give us the commentary. You're stepping in some big shoes there, young man. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie. And even if I had everyone's feet to combine with mine on this show, there's no way I could feel Professor Reem's shoes. But thank you for putting me in the back of the limo, pushing down on this trunk to slam this show. You know, Pastor Eddie, I don't know how you do it, but I give glory to God first and foremost for a man such as yourself to bring this show, these hot-button topics, the hottest topic that's on the face of this earth with women and mothers. We just had Mother's Day. Thank God for all of you mothers. You are the breath of life. And then to talk about the mothers who had to abandon the fetus, those who considered, those who made the choice. You know, there are many reasons that women have abortions, some because of a criminal violation to their body, some because it may have to save their life. Some women may have think that I couldn't raise a child. There are many different reasons. And, you know, I was thinking about Talana Jones. She was thankful. She never even considered it. And then we look at Linda Goldie, said she thought about it as a teen. And so we're looking at both of the different spectrums with all of our guests, all of our hosts chiming in on this topic of abortion. We're looking at Cousin V. She said she carried her child for 8 months and had a medical issue and had an abortion. And so we're looking at the different aspects. And Minister Terry, she chimed in with her wisdom. And she was an ER nurse and worked in a doctor's office. I mean, Pastor Eddie, this subject, everyone that came and built the body to this subject to make it whole. We're looking at Brother James Hudson. You know, he opened up in an area that we probably didn't even think about mentioning, about where men once dominated the law and they did what they wanted to do, not just to women, but to the land and to people. And many of those men violated women. Those women became impregnated involuntarily. And they didn't want that child because they didn't know that man. They were violated. And so, you know, Prophetess Monica came in and prayed for us over this, over the pro. Rights to life, and even those who had been victimized and had to make that decision. We had Dr. Retha Adams Jones, a mental health expert. She chimed in, and Pastor Ramsey came in. He prayed for us. So, Pastor Eddie, you had another wonderful show. Dr. Retha Adams, she gave us some physical medicine for all of our mental health, and that is to exercise. You know, one of the greatest medications we have for this mental, physical, and even our spiritual well-being is that physical exercise. It gives us confidence. It alleviates our mental illness, helps us with our depression and anxiety. You know, Talana Jones gave us an excellent on her
words of wisdom, you know. She gave her attributes to the mothers, you know, talked about the unconditional love that we all should carry. And what can I say about a Poetry in Motion by Linda Goldie? You know, God has given her such a special talent to just come off the top of her mind and there's something better coming. So in that, we have inspiration, we have hope, we have life. And, you know, we talked about the trigger law, that there are states waiting to implement their abortion acts as soon as the Supreme Court pass this law, if they will. You know, the Senate is going to vote on that this week. We couldn't get it all in on this show, so I just want to thank all our listeners. And, you know, in commerce and all this, it's gangsters, man. These dudes, whether they're good or bad, they had to learn what they had to learn to do what they had to do. And so we face all this. And once again, Pastor Eddie, you come on a hot-button topic. You know, our word of the week is flow. And everything you do, let it flow. Great scripture of the week. Go to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. If you're on Facebook Live, Minister Terry posted that. So I want to thank you, Pastor Eddie. I want to thank all the co-hosts, all of our panelists today, all of our listeners and guests throughout social media and in studio. But most of all, giving glory to God, thanking him for everything and for all of you and all of our families. Thank him for all of our mothers. Thank you, mothers. God bless you. God keep you. And with that, that's the commentary.
Let's give a big hand for the commentary. Oh, boy. Wow. You know, I want to shout out my son. Shouting you out, son. Hey, how you doing? To my sons and my daughters, I love you all very much. And to all my daughters, again, happy Mother's Day. I know I told y'all yesterday, but I'm telling you again today, live on the show in front of everybody. I want to give you some closing remarks. Next week, hey, thank you so much, Minister Terry Herbert. I want to thank everyone, Prophetess Monica. I want to thank Pastor Ramsey. I want to thank James Hudson. I want to thank Tawana Jones. I want to thank Linda Goldie. I want to thank Clarence M. Allen. I want to thank Cousin V, and I want to thank Aretha Adams-Jones and Melanie Aubrey and everyone who called into the show. And I want to send a shout-out to Amina for joining our show and being educated on something that she said she had no idea. And next week we'll have part two. We should get the law passed sometime this week. Let's find out what it is. Hopefully they will block that law and enough votes will not go into Congress or in the House to pass it. But right now it's in the hands of the Supreme Court, which actually probably supersedes Congress and anybody else. That's why they're the Supreme Court. And so hallelujah, praise God. And we're going to be here next week. Let me share this with you. Please pay close attention. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. The only limit in life is what you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. Number two, remember, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And, of course, number three, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And remember, this is the real deal, Holyfield. There's no smoking guns on the show. We tell you about your civil rights. And now, either you're going to stand up for something or you're going to fall for anything. I want to say God bless you all. And I had such a wonderful time on Facebook Live. I got to go. I love y'all. God bless you. And peace. Have a wonderful Monday and a more beautiful week. I'll see you next week, same time. God bless you. Oh, hallelujah, Minister Terry Herbert. Hallelujah. Amina, no limits. That's right. Hey, hallelujah. Praise God. God bless you guys. Hallelujah. Now, for all you people that's on let's see, next. I want to get this show, never delete. post now, and so I'm posting the show. And so I want to say to y'all, here's a question that I always ask on our show. And the question is, what's going on?
What's going on?
That's the question. So without Linda Goldie, we love you, Linda Goldie. Everybody say I love you to somebody right now. Everybody just say hello, I love you. I'll talk to you next week. Can we get a big I love you?
I love you all.
I love you all, too. And all of y'all,
I love you all.
Amen. Love you, too. Love you, too, Cousin V. We love you. And, you know, I'll be back there and check you. As soon as I miss everybody. I love everybody. God bless you guys. And I thank y'all. Here's the question. What's going on? Y'all can sing it with me if you want to. That's what's going on. Hallelujah. Mother,
there's too many of you dying.
Oh, my brother,
there's far too many of you dying. You know,
don't you know we've got to find a way
to bring some
loving here today. Father,
we don't need to escalate.
War is not the answer,
for only love can conquer hate.
Don't you know, we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today.
Pick it back.
Don't punish me with brutality.
Come on, talk to me.
So you can see.
What's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on.
God
bless y'all. Hope you have a wonderful week. Love you. Remember that the best is yet to come. Don't let nobody steal your joy. And the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself. So let there be no limit. Hey.
Oh, mother.
Everybody thinks that you're wrong. We ain't wrong, no. Oh, but who are they to judge us? Simply because our hair is long. Don't you know? Oh, we've got to find a way.
Bring some
understanding here today. Oh, pick it up. Simply.
Don't
you fight. Brutality, talk to me.
So you can see.
What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.